The plane, owned or leased by the University of Michigan Health System, had just left Mitchell Airport in Milwaukee when the pilot reported an emergency. Soon after, the plane crashed into Lake Michigan at an estimated 180 to 190 miles per hour. Emergency responders last night declined to speculate about the fate of the two pilots or four passengers. Coast Guard Captain Bruce Jones said about 30 divers looked for survivors in the cool lake water.
Water temperature on scene is 57 degrees, and our tables indicate a survivability of 16 hours at that water temperature. We don't have an exact temperature at the bottom, approximately 20 feet down. It's going to be a little bit cooler than that at the bottom. Survival at the bottom of the lake, 20 feet down, will be a little less than the 16 hours.
The search was scheduled to resume at daylight this morning. The University of Michigan confirmed last night that the transplant team had been in Milwaukee to take organs back to the Detroit area. The missing passengers include two doctors and two organ transplant specialists. Health officials say the need to move organs quickly over long distances often prompts medical teams to jet around the country. The plane that went down was a twin-engine Cessna. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Milwaukee.